New age stuff. I get a mic stand.
I feel like it's been long enough to be back at this.
Yeah, man, it's been a busy off season for me, but excited to get back and see the fellas. Being able to get some good work the last week and a half, so it's always great to come back and see the guys and build that camaraderie, that competition, and so start moving forward.
Do you feel there are a lot of guys here as opposed to years past? Do you think it's a sign of how things went last year and how you might not have had the finish that you wanted and people want to start earlier this year?
Absolutely. I think for us, you know, we've got one main objective, and that's to win a Super Bowl here. You know, I'm just going to put it out there now. That's what everybody's objective should be this year. And you know, we had an opportunity last year where we didn't finish the way we wanted to finish, and we felt like we could have done some damage in the playoffs, but that's last year. You know, every year stands us on its own merit, and I think everybody came in here in great shape, ready to roll.
How much better can the defensive unit be, and how much better does it need to be?
Well, I think when we look at areas that we can get better at, obviously for us, we need to create more turnovers. I think 2 minute at the end of a half is going to be a huge emphasis for us this year. You know, really not allowing teams to dink and dunk and get down the field and, you know, score touchdowns and field goals at the end of the half. That's going to be a huge emphasis for us. But I think the sky's the limit for our defense. We've got pretty much everybody back that we had last year. We're going to add some new additions, obviously, probably through the draft and some other guys that are going to help this team win. And, you know, everybody's got to be on board. We've all got to be on board and understand that we can't be complacent and be, you know, okay with where we're at. We've got to get better every single day.
How nice is that to kind of have everybody back, and in what ways does that help you guys out?
Well, I think it helps us out because we all know each other. We all know how each other plays. The coaches know us. You know, and once you've kind of have that, you know, stability built with your core guys, anytime that you can get them back, it's always a little bit easier to move forward. You know, you get to iron out the small details instead of having to, you know, look at a lot of the big picture stuff.
Brian, what do you think
sweating my tail off in here.
Brian, what do you think held the defense back in those two-minute spots last year? Was it fatigue?
Well, I mean, I think you look at some of it. I mean, penalties. Penalties was a big issue. I don't think it was necessarily fatigue. You know, I think there were some obviously times that, you know, we may have needed to play a little bit tighter coverage. And we called some of those plays towards the end of the year, and I think we got a little bit better at it. But I think we got to get to the quarterback. I mean, that's the big deal for us. Even though the ball's coming out fast, we've got to get more hits on the quarterback. We've got to create turnovers. And we just got to do our job. If we do that, you know, we get off field.
You happy for Chad Greenway? One more run at this?
Absolutely. You know, I've been with him for 10 years now. We're going on 10 years now. This is his 11th year, so I'm very happy that he's back.
How great is it to be back just with the bad taste, the way last season ended and all that, and getting a chance to finally kind of get out here and work toward next year on the field?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously we've got, what, 4 or 5 more months before we even start. But so that bad taste is going to be in our mouth a little bit longer. But at the end of the day, it's great to get back and see the guys and start competing with each other and, you know, just go out there and put our best foot forward and start working towards our main goal.
Brian, how do you create turnovers?
It's just got to be a conscious effort. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just about, you know, step one is always being in the right place at the right time. It's about doing your job and letting the plays come to you. But step two is, you know, when we gang tackle, you know, the second guy that comes in needs to, you know, be punching that ball out. It's got to be a conscious effort on those type of deals. And then just, you know, when we put our hats on the ball, that's what we got to do, put our hats on the ball and just try to force turnovers. It's just got to be a conscious effort of trying to get it done.
What was this week like for you, draft week, a decade ago?
Man, it was crazy. You know, I didn't think about it too much going into the draft, but draft day one, I was probably a nervous wreck. So I understand what a lot of those guys are going through, and but it's well worth it when you hear your name called.
How much do you watch to see both what your team's bringing in and maybe some new guys that you might face and division opponents and such?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I don't watch it at all. I mean, it's just one of those deals where I watched it, you know, the first couple of years, and I pay attention to who we get just by kind of, you know, when I know what our pick's coming up, I kind of might turn it on and look. But as far as actually, like, sitting down and watching a draft the whole day, I'm not that type of guy.
A little too much.
Yeah, a little too much. I got my own stuff going on, so.
Good for you.
Yeah.
He might vote for you the Pro Bowl now.
Brian, Mike Zimmer had said one reason to change the head of the strength and conditioning programs was because of too many injuries last year. I think you had one of those injuries in the weight room. What are your impressions of the changes that have come about?
I mean, I think it's good. I like the guy last year as well. I don't blame my injury on what happened. Mine was just kind of a freak deal, but I like what Coach Salazar's doing. I mean, he's coming in here. It's a high tempo type deal. It's a lot of circuit training, and I think it's going to be good for us. I really do. I think what he's doing is probably a little bit harder than what we've done in the past, but it's a great deal as far as getting range of motion in your hips and. Just getting them some explosiveness in your legs, I think it's going to be a huge deal for our team.
That's more difficult.
Well, like I said, everything's just higher tempo. I mean, everything is higher tempo. It's a lot of there's no standing around. Rest times. There's not much rest time, so it's high tempo. It's get your heart rate up, keep everybody moving, and if you didn't come in shape, you're not going to make it through the workout. And luckily for us, I think everybody came in shape.
Glad to have Michael here and help sing Texas praises in the locker room.
Absolutely. We've got some USC guys that like to talk a lot of smack. So winning a national championship against them helps. Notre Dame guys are obviously going to talk a little bit of smack to us. And, that's fine. We won a national championship and they didn't. So, I'm happy about it.
How much do you remember last year or how quickly do you forget at this point of the year? It's kind of that in between.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that you need to look back on, and you have to learn from it. But at the same time, like I said, this is a new year, so you got to move forward. You got to let some of those things go. But definitely, you've got to look back on some of that stuff to make sure that you learn. Any failure is an opportunity to learn from. You shouldn't treat it as a failure and just say I got to move on from it. But there's always something to learn from a failure.
Hate it at all.
Yeah, can we get a positive question?